on 88.1. It's Maryland Morning. Thanks for being with us. I'm Tom Hall, and every year we invite our good friend and theater critic Jay Wynn Russick to the program to talk about some things coming up on the horizon in Baltimore's and Washington's theater season. Jay Wynn Russick, good to see you.
Good to be here, Tom.
Of course, your reviews run on Mondays, but we're taking a special time here on Wednesday to sort of take a look, not at any particular company or particular production, but rather an overview of what's on the horizon. Bunch of big anniversaries coming up for cultural organizations throughout the city. The Baltimore Symphony turns 100 years old this year. My own group, the Choral Arts Society, turns 50.
Congratulations.
Thank you. It's nice to be there. And a couple of theater companies here having some big anniversaries as well.
Yes, the Little Vagabond Players, Stalwart Vagabond Players, is celebrating the same anniversary as the Symphony. It's centennial. The Vagabond Players is called America's oldest continuously operating little theater. The season this year is going to be made up of new productions of shows that Vagabonds have produced throughout those 100 years. For example, Thornton Wilder's Our Town, which they're going to produce in January.
Big classic, and they've done that before.
They did that in the 40s. They did it again in the 60s. So this is one way to celebrate. And there's another exciting anniversary. Everyman Theater turns 25 this season. And except for an Inspector Calls, which opened this past weekend and is British, Everyman is celebrating with a very American season. And one of the highlights, Tom, is going to be the theater's first ever rotating repertory. Everyman claims this will be the first ever rotating repertory anywhere of Tennessee Williams' A Streetcar Named Desire and Arthur Miller's Death of a Salesman. That'll be this spring.
Yeah, two iconic plays. And let's just make sure everybody understands what rotating repertory means.
Sure.
That means like on Tuesday night it's one play, and on Wednesday night it's another play, and then Tuesday or Thursday night goes back to the first play.
That's right. And on weekends, for the really intrepid theater goer, you will be able to see both of these shows in one day with the same actors in both plays.
It's exciting. That's great. And of course, Everyman has had a huge last few years when they opened this beautiful new theater down there on Fayette Street right near the Hippodrome. I think that really gave a boost to its
Yes, it's
imprint
definitely.
In the theater scene. That's great. I understand there are some festivals and some series that are coming up this season in Baltimore and in Washington as well.
Yes, Cohesion Theater Company. We're going from the old established theaters to something almost brand new. This is a company now entering its second season, and they are going to be producing something called the Trans Voices Workshop Series. And this is intended to, quote, increase trans visibility and open discussion about trans issues.
Right, so we're talking about transgender.
Yes.
Playwrights, actors, producers, directors, people in the transgender community involved in the production
of
these shows.
That's right. This is a series that's funded by the mayor and the Baltimore Office of Promotion and the Arts. Cohesion, as its name suggests, brings together Baltimore theaters and theater artists, and it's producing the Trans Voices series together with Iron Crow Theater. This series is going to run 3 weekends, one in October, one in January, one in April. They're going to do a new adaptation of Twelfth Night, Shakespeare's play, with trans performers, and they're also going to workshop two original scripts. Cohesion, Tom, you may remember, brought Baltimore the Parody Fest over the summer.
We did a segment about
that
earlier this season. And that was, you know, they picked plays by women playwrights
had
different theater companies perform them over a period of time.
Yeah, they did staged readings. I think they did almost 40 plays by women. Well, now in Washington, another festival has just begun. It's called the Women's Voices Theater Festival. And this is billed as the largest collaboration of theater companies working simultaneously to produce original works by female writers in history.
But it runs through November. This is really quite an idea. It's all women playwrights. I think it's November, isn't it?
Might be October. I'm not positive.
Okay.
It's a couple months.
Well, yeah, a couple months. But it's a whole bunch of different theater companies. Some are small. Some are very big and, you know, well-established. So this is really quite an interesting
idea. It's more than 50 theaters. And most of them are in the D.C. area. But four of the shows that are coming up in this festival over the next 2 months are in our area, and I want to say a little something about those. Single Carrot Theater is opening its season with a play called Phoebe in Winter. This is a drama about a family in a fantastical post-war universe. Olney Theater Center is doing a play at the end of September called Bad Dog. This is a dark comedy about a family that stages an intervention for a relative who's fallen off the wagon. Rep Stage in Columbia in October will do a play called Technicolor Life. This is a play about a teenage girl who's facing a lot of family challenges, and she does it partly with the help of two imaginary characters from Gentlemen Prefer Blondes. That should be really interesting.
That sounds like a lot of
and
fun.
In Tarobang Theater Company, another young theater company in Baltimore, also in October, will be co-producing with the Strand Theater a play called Kermore. And this is a play that's set in a remote Appalachian town where there's a rite that's supposed to ward off social and ecological disaster. So there's a great deal of variety in these festival offerings. Really exciting event, attracting national attention.
Yeah, and speaking of all women, I know that Center Stage is producing an all-female production of As You Like It, a Shakespeare play. They're going to do that in January. Is that part of one of these festivals?
It actually isn't, but it certainly is in the same spirit, Tom. And Center Stage is going to do two new plays by women, plays that figure prominently in its coming season. I want to say something about those. One of them is called X's and O's. It's a football play. It's about the impact of the game, and it's based partly on interviews with players and fans. And one of the co-authors of this play is the daughter of a former Green Bay Packers running back. Mm-hmm. So that should be kind of interesting. And in April, Center Stage is going to produce Detroit 67. This is a play that will be directed by Kwame Cuellar Ma, Center Stage's artistic director. He directed the world premiere of Detroit 67 at the Public Theater in New York in 2013. I've been eager to see it ever since then. It's about a brother and a sister who support themselves by giving house parties in their basement. And it's set against the backdrop of Motown and of the 1967 Detroit riots. I should mention that Detroit 67 and the all-female As You Like It are going to be performed on the main stage theater at Towson University.
Yeah, because while Center Stage, their main theater gets renovated.
And I also want to mention one other show coming to Center Stage, because they are doing a musical created all by women. It's not a new show. It's The Secret Garden. It has music by Lucy Simon, Carly's sister. It has a libretto by Marcia Norman, and it's being directed at Center Stage by Marcia Milgram Dodge. One of the things I like so much about this show is the sound of the score captures the sense of period and the sense of place.
Miss a step, trip and fall. Miss the path, meet the wall. Miss the way, miss a turn. Getting lost is how you learn. It's a maze, this garden, it's a maze of...
Music from the Broadway cast album of The Secret Garden. While we're talking about musicals, there's some big new musicals coming up at the Hippodrome, for example.
Absolutely. And in fact, they have a Motown-flavored musical. Motown, the musical, is coming there in March. What I'm really excited about, Tom, is Kinky Boots, which is opening the season at the end of this month. This show won 6 2013 Tony Awards, including Best Musical. It's based on a true story and a movie about a failing British shoe company that turns itself around by making footwear for drag queens. And it has a score by Cyndi Lauper and a script by Harvey Fierstein. That's quite a combination.
Quite a team. All right, well, that and, of course, all the other things going on in the theater scene this season you will be covering for us Monday mornings here on Maryland Morning. Jay Wynn Russick, always good to see you.
Always good to be here. Can't wait to tell you about each of these shows as they come up.
And we can't wait to hear it. On 88.1, it's Maryland Morning. I'm Tom Hall. Thanks so much for being with us. Have a great day.
Maryland Morning is an original production of Your Public Radio.
WYPR in Baltimore.
The show is produced by Johnny McCone.
And Connor Graham.
We have production help from
Scott Seiss.
Nathan Sterner directs and engineers.
I'm Tom Hall.
And I'm Sheila Cast. Tomorrow is September 17th. On that day in Maryland history, 1862, Confederate and Union forces clashed between Sharpsburg and Antietam Creek in Washington County. It was the first major battle of the Civil War on Union soil and the bloodiest single day in American history. The tally of dead, wounded, and missing on both sides exceeded 22,000. We're back on Friday. Please join us.